All was calm on the surface. Africa's heads of state went into a conference room and emerged 20 minutes later to say Malawi's president, Bingu wa Mutharika, would assume the rotating African Union chairmanship for the coming year. But that announcement hid a furious behind-the-scenes battle for control of the continental organization that witnesses say nearly broke out in fisticuffs the night before. Libyan leader Gaddafi had hoped to stay on for a second term, to see through his plan for greater political and economic unification. But after handing over the chairmanship to the Malawian leader, Mr. Gaddafi let loose his wrath in a farewell speech, criticizing his colleagues for a lack of political will. His remarks in Arabic were translated by an AU interpreter.
I doubt that we will be able to shoulder the responsibilities before us. I do not imagine that we can really achieve something concrete in the coming future, because, frankly speaking, my experience of the African Union, the political elites of our continent lacks political awareness and hence political determination.
Mr. Gaddafi called himself a soldier of Africa and said he would continue his crusade to integrate the continent. He blasted the African Union for wasting time with long-winded speeches, resolutions, and declarations while ignoring the world changing around it.
African political elites are not interested in these changes that are occurring in the map of the world. The world is changing, is turning into 7 or 10 countries, and we are not even aware of that. We have now the European Union, which is becoming one single country, and it is done very seriously.
Mr. Gaddafi said if he had known how little power the AU chairman has, he would have refused to take the position. The newly installed chairman, Malawi's president Mutharika, suggested he agreed with at least some of his predecessor's criticisms.
The way forward is for the AU assembly to recognize that Africa is not a poor continent, but the people of Africa are poor. Let us reflect that Europe and much of the Western world developed using minerals, timber, wood, meat, and fish from Africa. But Europe and the Western world did not develop through resolutions and declarations. They took action, concrete action. I will therefore appeal to you for action, action, and more action.
The opening summit session also heard pleas for urgent attention to the continent's most pressing security challenges, Sudan and Somalia. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who attended a mini-summit on Sudan, said time is of the essence, with elections just 3 months away, and referenda to determine the future shape of Sudan in just under a year.
First, we will seek to forge consensus among member states on the way forward. Second, we will continue to strengthen UN presence on the ground. Third, we will promote discussions on key post-referendum issues. And fourth, we will build the capacity of South Sudanese institutions.
Mr. Ban also called for greater international support for Somalia's fragile transitional government, but indicated there are no immediate plans to establish a UN peacekeeping force in the failed Horn of Africa state. African countries are instead being asked to contribute more troops to an AU force known as AMISOM. The force consists of 5,200 Burundian and Ugandan troops backing a beleaguered Somali army that has been unable to drive out well-financed insurgents believed to have close ties to Al-Qaeda. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。